The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Get a girl.
Sprinkler.
Yeah.
Dicks a sprinkler.
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing so good.
I think you always answer that. I'm doing good, man. That's your Canadian.
Hey, guy. Do I sound like a stoner?
No, you sound like you're from Canada.
Somebody said that the other day, that I sound like a stoner. And I was like,
You're just like a hippie chick.
Yeah. I think
that's
it's just
really
because
all that it is.
I like
peace
to
and love,
be naked,
man.
And I like to like just slow down when I talk to people. And if I'm naked, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does that make me a stoner? No, I don't know. I guess maybe I have that sort of thing in my voice, possibly.
Sexy stoner.
Yeah. How have you been? What's
I've been
new?
Good. Same shit, different day. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm like nervous and excited to be here though, because this is a new thing for us.
Yes.
So we do a lot of girl talk, and we don't have the male perspective.
And we've been getting in some deep shit.
Deep shit.
Of not having male perspective
like,
on this.
Like rolling the dice, taking a guess of like, I don't know. What do you think, Scout? I don't know. What do you think?
But I think it's good to also get the female perspective on like these questions.
For
that,
sure.
You know? But I get it. I understand. And so with that being said, guys, we have someone in the studio who does not need an introduction. He's kind of hiding right now at the moment, but this is a super talented man. He has quite a resume. He's known for, CW Riverdale, which I love that show. And of course, he plays the sexy serial killer Billy in the Scream
Billy
franchise,
Lemon.
Which just came out.
Yes.
Skeet Ulrich. Hi.
Skeet Ulrich. Hey. Welcome to Talk Scary to
So do you know anything
Thanks
about this podcast?
No,
that's why he's
so
here.
So exciting. Yeah. Yeah, it was better than you didn't give me an episode.
Didn't give you a
heads up. When I originally sent him an invite, I sent him just a clip of us doing a podcast overview.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh shit, maybe I should have told you that
just
we
like,
talk
like
about
the true crime.
Vaginas and butt plugs and like threesomes and all of that too.
Yes. But I can't wait. That's the stuff I really want to know. I don't want to talk about Scream. I want to know what you think about butt plugs.
I know. But Skeet, how are you? How is everything?
Everything's good.
It's been huge with the Scream release. How did that go?
It went great. I mean, it was bizarre. I had to hold it secret for over a year.
Oh my God.
That I had filmed it and that Billy Loomis was back.
Yeah.
And so it was funny. We shot in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I was literally on set a day. But I was, there in the area for like 5 days, and with COVID and everything, because it was, November of whatever year, 20. And so I kept it really quiet, whatever, and the art department had given me a poster of, the new poster or whatever. And I had traveled from another film in Canada and I didn't really have room in my luggage for it or whatever. So I took the poster and I wrote on it, I stayed in this room while I made Scream 5.
Wow.
So whoever finds this, I hope
Holy
you're well
shit.
And happy, whatever.
Wow.
And hid it behind the dresser in that room. So if anybody happens to hear this.
What hotel? What room?
I could see. I don't know.
See?
It was in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, you do know some maids just found that and they're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Get it away. Yeah. Like the crap people leave in their rooms.
What is this shit?
I swear.
Oh, scavenger hunt. You guys, you're actually going on a mission and try to find this
That's
poster.
That's so interesting. I always leave money in the Bibles. Because that's the thing. I leave like $100.
You do?
I'm like, whoever's going to look through this thing. But then I go into a room and I don't read it. I just look through it.
Well, let me know what room you're staying in next time where we go.
Really.
We're gonna be fighting over the $100.
The only time I've cracked Bibles in a hotel room is if I didn't have something to roll a joint with. That first page is very light.
Do you really need the Bible?
Are you ever stoned at conventions or no?
All the time.
Years ago, yeah. I was. Yeah, not so much anymore.
I've done edibles a little bit here and really? There. I try to get her to take them. She won't do them.
I would just be staring at the same person for like
yeah,
an hour.
I don't think it would be good. I tend to talk too much.
Oh, same. You do?
So,
same.
Yeah.
Oh, ADD over here. I can't.
I think I oh, wow.
Yeah.
You zone out.
I
you
do.
Become,
I'm
like,
just like,
sexy,
yeah,
like
yeah.
sexy, like lion. It's like, you're just like, I'm fine, Scout. I'm like,
makes
yeah, but you're looking
go,
at me like
good.
You want to eat me.
Because I probably do.
The food's not great
enough.
No, they're not. They
especially
are
especially with COVID and having yeah. room service. It sucks.
Oh, I'm so glad that cons are coming back around, though. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
they've been back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like about 8 months, I guess.
It's
like,
good. Nice. It's yeah. good. It's good for the people.
Remember when you yeah. first went out, like trying to talk to people again, though? It was hard to like have a conversation when you've been stuck in your room for a year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I definitely wasn't looking, making eye contact with people.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a yapper, so it was fine. I was
you're
like,
so nice to everybody.
I am really nice. Okay, so Skeet, we do a section of sex and love. So we're gonna read a couple.
And these are fans that write in and okay. want advice and questions. You know, ask us questions. So
okay.
we've got so a couple picked out for you.
Oh boy, bring it on,
Danielle. You I'm go ready. First.
No, you have yours.
Oh,
simple.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, simple.
Yours
we're gonna,
is simple.
We're gonna start you off
simple.
Easy. Okay, so should I mention his name? It doesn't say
no.
if he wants to. Okay,
just in case.
So, this is coming from a fan. My wife and I haven't had sex in 5 months, and every time I try, she'd shut me down. I try to talk to her, and she gets annoyed and is like, is sex the only thing that you ever think about? Is there something I should have to worry about? I'm dying here, and I feel so horny, you wouldn't believe it.
Well, I would believe it. 5 months.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Is it normal to feel this way?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I would be worried.
Do you think she's doing something, or is she mad at him, or what? What would you think? What would you think, Scout, is going on?
I mean, I can't even wait like 3 days, so I couldn't imagine like 5 months. That would be
horrific, right?
That would be awful. And I mean, obviously, you know, when you don't have like a sexual relationship, a lot more things
right,
stem
bubble up, right?
You know. So I could only imagine what their relationship and their marriage looks like right now. I mean, maybe there's a bit, but like I'm saying, guys, we've always say this, communication.
Yeah.
How do you go 5 months without communicating?
What do
well,
you
it seems
say
like
to
he's
your
trying.
Woman?
It seems like, or it sounds like from how he wrote it that he's trying to communicate, but
what
obviously
would,
they're
what
not.
What would you say, Skeet? What would you say?
I
if
would
this
seek a
happening?
Therapist.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, because it's deeper than sex, clearly. Mm-hmm. Whether she's doing something or not doesn't really matter in the long
right.
run. It's they're disconnected for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is
sex an important thing in a relationship?
It absolutely
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I think it's a sign of the health of the entire relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I mean, it's some of the most connected moments you can have in
mm-hmm.
a relationship.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
it's real and it's not just about sex. It's a deep
right.
relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think it's some of the most profound moments in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that I recently found out that my mom and my dad.
Oh, I don't even know where you're going with this, but it just sounds like fucking so wrong.
Let's go, guys.
Like,
let's
wait,
go.
Wait. Your mom and your
never
dad.
Had sex.
Gross.
My mom and my dad have only had sex a handful of times in
what?
Their.
Wait, your mom, your stepmom?
My stepmom and my dad. Yes. Have only had sex a handful of times.
What does that even mean?
Like five?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, like five. Like
no.
five.
In how
yes.
many years?
In a shit ton of years. In like 30 years. But it works for them.
No.
It works for
no,
them.
No, it doesn't.
It does. They're
no.
very happy.
No, they're not.
Bitch.
No, they're not.
Bitch. They are. They
no,
are happy.
No, it's not possible.
My mom's not a physical person and neither is my dad. My dad was like a horny fucking bastard. Many wives. Like, you know, I think he got it out of his system.
That's
there's
not
no
true.
Way to get it out of your system.
What are you talking about?
It keeps
I don't
coming
know,
back
but
into
it's
your
not
system.
The flu.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm saying it works for them, and they're completely happy.
Bullshit. That's what they tell you because they want you to not have sex.
Oh no, my mom
maybe
wants
just,
me to have sex.
They just
sex.
Don't want you to think about it, which
maybe.
Is okay.
I have my dad's genes. My dad's genes of
well,
of sexual
apparently they've
behavior.
Never been soiled.
Yeah. with anything.
Oh my God. Oh, now I'm going to like go call them after this episode and be like, guys, we need to figure you guys out. Well, now it's too late.
But I mean, what do you say? When obviously the husband will want it more usually, just man, woman. But that's not always the case.
That's not always the case.
Right. True. Doesn't mean the woman doesn't want it a lot, but I'm just saying. So what do you say in 5 months? I mean, how is he communicating with her? Is he like, you know, is he trying? Is he pulling it out? Is he like, I mean, what do you?
Well, she's getting annoyed. She's getting annoyed and saying like, is this, you know, is this all you ever want?
Yeah.
Obviously not. Well, I waited 5 months. I don't know. I feel like
you
either.
I think you really have to seek help in that situation to get somebody to get you communicating and hopefully fix whatever's walls are up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear he probably did something and then he was reacting to something she did and now there's an impasse. Mm-hmm. And,
so to answer your last question, this is not normal.
And it's not okay.
It's not okay. So I think you need to seek help, see if that helps. If not, it's not your person, man. Got one life, guys.
They need to work it out.
And it goes by fast.
Yeah. I think if there's anything in a relationship that your partner is not happy with, you have to address it or it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
damaging.
It
becomes a big problem.
Oh, trust me. In my past relationships, I always put a mute button on.
You did?
Yeah, always. Until this relationship, I was like, I can't. I need what I need. You know? It'll just build up and bottle up.
It sounds like she's punishing him.
Probably.
I mean, 5 months, if she keeps saying, like, that's all you think about, like, she sounds like she's kind of a bit of a bitch and needs to fucking give it up or your man's going to go fuck around on you or leave the marriage. Or like,
maybe
you
she wants that.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know,
maybe that's her way.
Oh, of pushing him out?
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, damn. Really?
Don't listen to this, bro. That was just a hypothesis.
Like, he's
seriously,
freaking
just
out
go
now.
Talk to somebody.
He's freaking out. I know. Well, my first thought was, is she cheating? Is she like seeing someone on the side? Mm. I mean,
maybe, but
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think women. I don't know.
You don't think women what?
Historically, they do more.
They do?
That's what I've heard. Statistically, women cheat more.
Wow.
Really? Like physically or emotionally?
Physically.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Did you find out or did they just tell you?
I found out after the relationship was over.
After.
Get out.
Did you have any idea while it was going on?
I had notions that it could be happening,
Why didn't you listen to your gut? Just curious as a man.
I mean, I did, but similar to him, if you start to broach that subject, like it just sounds wrong.
Defense.
And then
defense.
It's like easily defended. And then, you know, it's typically your gas lighted.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, so it just becomes more painful to try and figure out the truth.
Yeah.
God, man, people are just bad to people sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you stay in a relationship if you're going to fucking hurt somebody.
I don't know. I have no idea. that's something that we've had to learn over the years.
Yeah,
I mean, people rather like live in a lie than be honest. They think it's much worse. I have no idea.
It takes so much energy to be negative and be a liar than it does to just be honest and be happy.
True.
I'll have to say.
Hopefully this question's a little bit more lighter.
This is interesting. It's kind of long, so I'm just gonna try to read through it fast, actually, because maybe I might skip around a little bit. Let me get my glasses on.
I love your glasses.
Oh, do you see how old am I? I have two pairs. I have distance. So I can see you in Skeet, and I have clothes so I can see what the fuck I'm reading.
I just went to a LASIK appointment last week.
Are you going to get it done?
Well, I was going to get it done, and then they told me I have a cataract in this eye, which is very early. So I'm going to get that surgery, and that will fix it.
Oh, my God.
It's a 10-minute surgery.
Wow.
But you hurt for a few days. I've had a couple of people. It's, like, really awful
pain.
Where
was that mute button, by the way? Where did that mute button go?
I'm just at least letting you know for a friend to a friend.
Oh my God.
But have fun.
Okay, great.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm in it. This guy wants to remain anonymous. So I'm just going to skip down to his question. And I'm really going to try to jam through this. So Danielle and Scout, one of the reasons, he's talking nicely about us. I'm just going to read this because this is lovely. Okay. One of the reasons why I love your podcast so much is that even though you guys have a lot of fun with regards to the love-based and sex-based questions, you do it with such a caring and respectful nature. I think one of the best things is when you guys talk about a lot of sex and intimacy topics. It gives your audience an additional female perspective that can provide people with a great learning opportunity about all things of a sexual nature. There are often times in my life that there are some topics with regards to sex and intimacy that I can be scared to talk to my wife about. And I love getting a female point of view about questions which I might questions I might have about sex and intimacy. Sometimes I do work up the nerve to ask my wife these questions, but I always love to hear other females give their opinions on topics of a sexual and intimate nature because it provides me with additional education. I have a question for you. It's not necessarily a question. It's more or less looking for an insightful opinion. Unfortunately, he wants to remain anonymous. So it really hits close to home and it's very emotional for him.
Okay.
I've been with my wife for 18 years. I truly love this woman more than anything else in the world. She's the third woman that I've ever dated in my entire life. She's been the only woman in my life that I've actually slept with. Mm. She treats me well. We have a really great love life. The one thing that I've always wanted to enjoy when it comes to intimacy is I've never had a blowjob before.
Whoa.
What?
It is something that I've always wanted to experience, and I do perform oral sex on her. Every time, I've always talked to her about it. She's always told me the reason why she won't do it is because it's just something she can't ever see herself doing. Mm-hmm. And I try to be respectful and understanding towards that.
Wow.
I've tried to talk to my closest guy friends about it, and I always get laughed at and ridiculed for it. They say, why would you even consider marrying a woman that doesn't give blowjobs? For me, the biggest thing I want to be more than anything else is I want to be a good husband. I want to be a husband that would make any woman proud, and leaving someone just because they won't do a specific sexual act just seems incredibly petty in my eyes, no matter how much I may want it. No matter how much I want to experience a blowjob for the first time, I could never live with the guilt of cheating on a person that I promise to love unconditionally and always stay faithful to. I've come to the realization that as long as I remain with my beautiful wife, I'll probably never know the pleasure of experiencing a blowjob. Deep down, I've come to accept it because everything else in my marriage is great. Sex is great. We barely fight. We have great communication. We've built such a stable and loving foundation for ourselves. I never want to make my wife feel any less of a woman because she won't do a specific sexual act. I always want to build her up, and there will never be an occasion where I would ever want to tear her down. I guess the question for Danielle and Scout and Skeet, since you guys have such a wonderful, loving men in your lives, figuratively speaking, if everything in your relationship is great and it's the best that you could ask for on an emotional, caring level, but for example, you know, you could never get to experience a specific sexual act that you've always wanted to experience or perform because your partner won't do it, could you still remain in that relationship?
Absolutely. Right? Yes. I mean, yeah, it's just not that big a deal, to be honest. I mean, I think he should be careful who he talks to about that amongst his friends.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. maybe is too late, and maybe it's something that he can find a way to communicate to her to just experiment and try. But it sounds like they have a great relationship.
Yeah, right?
Sounds like he's deeply in love. And yeah. Like, you know, why would you throw that away for
right.
one thing?
Right.
When you have 95% of what you're
right.
after, why throw it away for 5% of
right.
something that you have no idea whether he'll even enjoy it?
Yeah. Well, you know. I have an idea, but...
Well, maybe.
but if she's
sex life
never
good,
done it before, she's probably not going to all that great. And
I mean, I don't know what her hesitancies may be or, you know.
Seems like she thinks it's taboo or something.
Maybe, but...
That kind of thing. It's like, I've never seen myself as a woman that would do that. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe just more communication to be had about, you know, how to try it or, you know, I don't know.
What do you think?
I just wake her up with it.
Yeah. With a stick in her mouth. It's like, babe.
Just close your eyes.
Right there, honey.
Or
wake up.
You were snoring.
I don't know. I'm just putting it into perspective. If I was in a relationship and no one has ever like eaten me out.
Right.
And I wanted that and I wasn't getting that. Oh my God, I don't know if I could do it. I honestly don't think I could do it.
But you're coming from the perspective of having had that and knowing you like it.
Oh, right. Yes.
That's true.
But I mean, she should be able to. Come on. It's like once. Why is she so...
I don't know.
Does not want to do it. I think that's unfair to him.
Yeah.
I really do. Because how much shit has he done for her?
Yeah.
You know, obviously, he loves her so much.
Right.
He'd do anything for her. He doesn't want the relationship to end. He's asking one simple thing.
Can't she just, like, give it a lick and just see? I mean...
Right.
Like, ice cream.
Just give it a lick.
Lick it a couple of times.
I mean, I don't
understand what the fear is. I mean, one interesting thing, I wonder if she comes from like sexual abuse
when she was
younger with that. I mean, we don't know her full story, but it sounds to me like he would have brought that up if, like, you know, she does come from like a rough.
Or maybe she doesn't remember it happening to her.
I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine like looking at my partner and saying no, to something that simple. If it brings them, you know, if it's something for them.
I mean, if it's like a threesome or like, you know, stuff that you're like,
it's a blowjob.
It's a blowjob.
It's not like, can we bring five dicks into play? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a simple blowjob.
Right.
You know, and maybe he can make it more fun and playful and just like actually be open and honest with him and tell him like, you know, I really would like to experience this with you.
I have 18 years of being married. You think I'm sure it's come up before?
Damn, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, there are sex therapists out there you can talk to. And, maybe they have a perspective or a way.
Skeet's advice is go get help.
It's, I mean,
that's good, but
I
it's good.
I think sometimes it takes a professional and it takes a situation.
Maybe sex classes and stuff. Yeah. Maybe she needs to be a little bit more comfortable with that, you know?
There's get her
like
some pole dancing lessons.
My pole's in the car for you. Don't let me forget it. I had to take it again out of the car.
Very big car.
I do.
It's very long.
It is.
It's sticking out. What is this? I mean, maybe she should try on a banana too first, you know? maybe she's just scared that she's going to be bad at it.
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, if it's lasted 18 years and everything's good, I don't understand how...
It's your partner.
Yeah.
Well, reading this question, I started looking up blow job toys.
Oh.
And they have... Because, you know, we talked about pocket pussy last time.
Yeah.
And
have you heard of pocket pussies?
I have, yeah.
Flashlight, I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea. Do you own a pocket pussy?
I've never owned a toy.
Okay, so I wonder. Yeah. I wonder. I don't think it's like a common
thing.
Every
dude I've been with has had toys.
None of the guys I've been with has had toys. None of them. I have the toys. They've never had a toy.
That's so interesting.
but I don't think it's a very common thing for men to like have a toy.
Is it?
But it should be.
What's
so like bad about?
I mean, doesn't your hand get tired? I mean, if you're like alone or like out. I mean,
but you have to operate the pocket pussy with your hand too. It's not like
you're sitting
in a doorway and then you're just like.
Well, I mean, you probably could, but
now you can get those robots, right?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Now I know what you pre-ordered.
Imagine. Yes.
Imagine where do you store that?
In the guest room, has its own room and clothes and toys.
So look at these things, you guys. So there's this. So now they have. This is crazy. This is called Auto Blow Al. I don't know why they named it Al. Should have been called like Allison or something, you know? I don't know. There's a bunch of them, but I just looked up like, this is from a top blowjob machines that feel like the real thing. So this one
Who's the tester on that?
I know.
Wait, come back.
Yeah. So this one, I thought was crazy, but wait, because there's other like ones that aren't. This is like an actual like it's autumn. It's like a machine.
How does it work?
I can't.
How does it work?
It's hard for me to wait. I'm not. I can't show.
Oh shit!
It's like a real. It's like a thing, and it does it. And
it does it for you.
But you know what else?
What?
Because I think I might buy one of these. I'm just so
you're like
curious.
Danielle is tired of doing this.
No, but I'm curious because it's AI. It's like you can attach it to, I guess there's porn
an
on
iPod?
Your phone, an iPod exactly. There's porn on your phone that you can use. What are those
Oculus
virtual
VR
glasses that you can connect your machine to the glasses to the porn you're watching.
No,
and it's like.
No. No. Then we're not going to know how to have sex anymore with each other. We're going to be like Wall-E, like times 100. Okay?
No, but
dude,
like,
sometimes when I use my vibrator too much and then I have sex, I use my vibrator a lot. Like a lot of the time. Yeah. And then when I'm like doing the real thing, I'm like, ooh, shit. I used it too much. So yeah, now I can't
feel anything.
Yeah. Now it's like
you're numb for sure.
You're like fantasizing about your vibrator while you're having sex.
I'm like, this would be so much quicker. That takes 2 seconds. Oh my God. Okay. So that reminds me, someone actually wrote in, I didn't save it, but they said something along the lines, because we were talking about bringing vibrators and all that stuff and having your vagina molded.
Yes.
So apparently you can like mold your vagina. So you
not
can give
mine.
It. No. Probably mold your dick too.
Probably.
So you can give to your partner.
Right.
And you know, when you're away, they have your thing. So apparently there's a thing that comes with a remote and is connected with you and the person. And then when you guys are in different areas, it goes at the same time. So you guys are having the same experience at the same time. I think that's what I want.
That's cool.
Isn't that nice?
I'd be into that.
Because I kind of sometimes when I have phone sex, I'm like, are you really doing it over there? Are you just
Wait. Are you not on FaceTime?
Oh, no, not really.
What? What's the point?
Sometimes I do
that. This is not the
70s. Wait. Hey, guys.
She's like rotary dialing.
Oh, God. The connection. Are you there
yet? Get off the line.
Wait, what's the point of phone sex if you're not seeing the person?
I don't know. There's something about like a voice and like, I don't know. I don't want to have to
confused.
Like, oh, you see the angle? The angle's so good. Oh, you see that angle?
What?
You don't want to? That's the
whole
fun.
And sometimes it's too much work. I don't feel like directing a fucking movie. Okay. I feel like just like getting off.
Here, I have something for you.
Oh God. It's a
risk. Look at all these things. Yeah. These ring lights with shit like.
There you go.
Up.
Scout, can I give you this? So just put your phone on the fucking tripod.
Oh my God. Do you use that?
I brought it to film behind the scenes stuff, you freak.
But
I'm willing to give it to you if you would like it. You can just put, you don't have to like, you know, direct. You just set it up and lay down on the bed and let it, you know, do its business.
All right. I'll give it a try.
I mean, it's just FaceTime. Recording it. I'll give this to you with the poll. There you go. When you're done.
I'm just going to send you videos.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to send you videos of me.
Sure. Right.
Is this what you mean?
How's this angle look?
Is this good? My butt look good from this angle? Just before I do my movie, is it good? All right, great.
But this guy can get this machine. My whole point is, like,
good.
This guy that's not getting blowjobs, like, I mean, maybe try it. Like, he doesn't have to tell her about
it. That's maybe why, like,
it.
Me and other guys don't, because it's inhuman. It's not, you know, it's not the same. It's robotic.
Oh.
It's not personal. It's not, and he's probably looking for something from her.
Why all of us women are with vibrators of all different colors and shape. We're like, it's just, but still, the real
thing's
better.
But your vibrators are dildos or they're not dildos?
You know, I keep on forgetting where the cord is for my vibrators, so they recycle.
They recycle. You have to plug them in or charge?
They're
chargeable.
Oh, I got to charge mine.
Yeah, you know what's the worst? Having sex with your vibrator.
And then it goes off.
And it goes off right when you're almost, it's like inevitable, right? When you're almost there and it's like, you're like, fuck.
It pisses me off.
And then that's it. And then you're like, okay, forget it. I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
Mommy's done vacuuming.
or as Danielle says, Dr. Phil time.
Dr. Phil time.
They call it Dr. Phil time.
Yes. It's bang o'clock, as Howard Stern would say.
Well, could you imagine, Skeet, never having a blowjob?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's impossible at
that
this
would
point.
Be so bad, but, oh, my God. I couldn't even.
No.
Like, not even as a kid, he didn't have one.
A kid.
I feel so bad. Well, like, younger. younger. Like, 16, 17
as
a kid.
You didn't get one at 7, bro.
As a kid.
Oh, my God.
Were you not in the Catholic Church?
Whoa.
Handing them out there.
That was good.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, while we're still on this.
Have you ever had any toys brought into your relationships? Like, do you bring them in? You don't have toys, so does the woman? Has anyone ever, like...
Only once.
Only one time she, like, introduced it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not weird, is it, for a guy?
I mean, we did it together.
Right,
right, right. We decided together and did it together.
Do you like toys or not really?
I loved it. It was great, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's helpful, right?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's different. It's new. It's not the same boring shit over and over and over.
Right.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm surprised people don't have more toys.
Well, I don't have like crazy amount of toys. It seems to me like you have a whole castle.
Castle.
Like, maybe I should come over and like
come to the bouncy house.
Yeah. Oh, that I do have.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm probably gonna go to a sex shop later. Is what's happening.
I know it's. I'm getting so you for I'm, your birthday.
Do you guys have any fears or concerns when it comes to sex? It's a little deeper. Do you guys personally have any fears or concerns?
Well, I'm married, so not really anymore. Well,
did you?
No, not really. I mean, I've never really, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, we talk about this. There's definitely the cool girl in the beginning, you know, when it starts to become more intimate and all of a sudden that switches. It's like, you know, in the first couple months, you're like fucking porn star. And then you're like, oh, now I really love you. Yeah. And now I'm not drunk. And now I like, kind of like it, I really care. And this is like I'm another person. You know?
Yeah.
It's different. It's like, I don't know. So maybe that was it, was just like, oh God, that vulnerability when it's actual intimacy, like we were talking about, when it's not just fucking, you know, when there's a real relationship there. I think it can be scary. Mm-hmm. But if you just ride it out and it's your person, then it can be quite beautiful. Mm. And it should be, you know? And then after it's beautiful and lovely, then you can bring toys and start to experiment. And then it's a safe place.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to introduce it into that in the very beginning. Then I don't know where you go from there. And it just stays about that kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. So
what about you, Skeet?
I mean, you know, certainly for a while it was always don't come too quick.
Oh, okay. Right.
I mean, I think that's a fear a lot of guys have.
Why is that a fear?
Well, because if you're not in a relationship, it's different. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's, you know, you don't know when the next time may be. So it's not, you know, it becomes a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel better the longer you can hold it in for?
I'd like her to be happy.
Right.
So
it's a lot of pressure.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I'm older now. It's not that much of an issue anymore.
Right.
But, you know, certainly in my 20s and 30s, like, it was a worry. But
would you jerk off before you would go on a date sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because it helps.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's probably, I don't know, fear-wise, maybe that's about it.
That's most guys' fears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, still my husband, still now. I'll be like, come on, let's do it. And he's like, later.
I love when it's quick because then I feel like I fucking... King
you
queen.
Rocked his world.
I'm the king of the castle.
I like it. Me too.
I'm like, great, you're done. Let's go.
I'm like, it's fine. 3 minutes is fine.
Yeah,
dude,
I love it.
Great.
I love it.
Yeah, I feel like
I love it.
The energy.
When it
there.
Takes too long, then I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
Why is it taking so long?
I'm like, did you take something or smoke something? Yeah. Like, why is this 45 minutes bullshit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm
dude,
no, thank you. Now you're not gonna have sex for like 3 more days.
45-minute sex.
Not too long. Ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I'm sure he probably jerked off that day or right before he came upstairs.
Yeah.
And then smoked and then was like, let's do it. I was like, I was already tired starting the night.
Oh no.
The kids are going to come in like any minute.
Sleeping doggy style. You're like, uh-huh.
No. But you know, there are certain tricks. There's certain things that you're like, this will get it fast. This will make it happen. Right? You're like, okay, we'll just go out.
It's so funny when a man's like, no, don't go for that. Don't do it.
Don't do that one.
Blocking it.
Don't do it.
You're like, oh, you want this to be over. Oh, she just turned over. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Head down, butt
Isn't
up.
Isn't that funny?
And like, she wants it. She's,
certain positions
yeah,
are like,
very
let's
fast.
Get it over. Let's do this.
Why is mine from the backside and he's
mine
not looking at me? What
mine
is that?
Two.
You think it's...
Because they like ass and like the jiggling of the butt and you're just like, okay, this is going to be easy peasy.
Have you ever looked at how your butt jiggles back there?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I usually do it in front of a mirror so I can see it too.
Oh, that's nice.
Great. Mm. No, welcome to Scout's pinky mirror closet of toys. Just a mirror. Just a mirror,
hell
one
yeah.
vibrator.
Suctioned to the mirror.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just me by myself. Don't
GoPro.
Don't worry about
all
it,
right.
guys.
GoPro. I'm going to give you all the attachments.
Oh, hilarious.
Okay,
oh, so fun.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, well, you're like a lover, romantic. Like, you're very, you know...
I think I have a mix of personalities sexually, yeah. But
interesting. That's nice to know that side of you. Are you a hopeless romantic?
At the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Is it hard to are you with anybody right now?
No.
You're not.
Mm-mm.
Has it been hard to date as you get older in this with, like, you're not one of those guys that wants, like, a 20-year-old, are you?
No. No, not
22.
At all.
22.
Jeez, no. Get it right. Just kidding.
I wonder, like, I definitely see, sometimes I'm like, when I was younger, I look at guys that are now, like, in their 50s, and I'm like, they're fucking hot.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
always
when I was, like, in my 20s, I don't know if I would have looked at a guy in his 50s and think he was hot. But there are definitely times, like, I'll in my 30s where I was like, oh, guy, that boy's really cute, and he's, like, 19. I'm like, he's super cute, but he's a baby.
Right.
See, I never looked younger. I always looked older.
Looked for older guys.
Yeah, I never looked younger. But I always got stuck with the youngins.
Age is not necessarily a thing in my mind. Like, yeah. I think there's a chemistry and a maturity that belies numbers. And
yeah.
So, it's not really been sort of a number.
Have you ever dated older women?
No.
Just younger.
No. I mean, I had kids with someone who was 4 years younger than me.
That's okay.
Probably, you know, been as close as I've come to my age.
Right. My husband's 9 years younger than me.
Yeah.
How much older is Tom than you?
Oh, like 12?
12 years older.
12 years older than me. See? Always older. Always older, but a child at heart too.
Yeah,
because I need that. I need that too. I'm a big kid.
Yeah,
so I need that.
Interesting.
Look at that.
Well, should we move on? You passed. You passed our test.
Yay! What do I get?
You get
a dildo.
All right. You get a flashlight.
Let's talk scary.
Let's talk scary. Let me get my glasses on. So I'm sure, have people come up to you, Skeet, and talked about the Scream murders?
The ones in the film or
no, the real
ones
guys.
That were initially based on? No, you know, in fact, I only saw...
Wait, was your movie wasn't based on this, so these Scream, I guess these are two kids, this came out, I think it was like 10 years after the original Scream came out. These kids tried to sort of recreate what you guys did.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
Well, you don't know about
this?
It.
No.
Okay,
oh, good.
I was like, I'm sure everybody's been like, oh, but you know what? They probably don't know what to say to him.
No.
Fans probably don't know. Don't say much to you. They're probably like, I love you. Sign my ghost face.
Will you marry me?
Yes, please. Can I have a hug?
Oh,
you
know,
we understand all of that. Okay, so, oh my God, I got to get this blowjob thing off of my
Don't leave it up so your children can see it.
There was a copycat to the film?
Yeah.
Like 10 years after the film?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. That's these kids. Yeah. So, you know, I years ago I did this Geraldo episode where these psychologists tried to tell me that people that watch horror movies are bad and that they're going to try to kill people and that we should not. I'm like, what the
That's
please.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But I guess sometimes this actually happens, but this is like bigger than that. So this is the killers. Let me go to the top. These teens wanted to kill their friend, and their plan was something straight out of the movies. So this is written by Jacob Shelton in Ranker. In 2006, two Idaho teens murdered 16-year-old Cassie Jo Stoddard, claiming the movie Scream inspired them to kill their friend. Brian Draper and Tori Adamczyk, both age 16, attended Pocatello High School with Cassie Jo. The teen boys enter the premises where Cassie Jo is house-sitting and reportedly stabbed her approximately 30 times. Investigators discovered Draper and Adamczyk had recorded a video of their plan to murder Cassie Jo, as the teens boasted a passion for cinematography and movies. Historically, court cases have linked films to murder and mass shootings. I don't...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
At the trial, Adamczyk alleged the popular 1996 slasher flick cemented their idea to kill someone. While there are other accounts of teens who killed their friends, the motives for such murders vary. Often there's no apparent reason these killer teens turned on a friend in such cases of Skylar Nice and but some other things. So let's see. In other instances, teens kill out of alleged jealousy or bigotry, such as the murder of Shonda Schrier. I don't know actually any of these cases. Anyway, 2007, Idaho state juries convicted both teens of first-degree murder and sentenced them to life in prison. But let me tell you something. After these kids did this, they filmed themselves. I'm just going to see if I can play this because it's – if you guys can hear this. Let me see if it'll come on. Of course, it's not working.
They recorded themselves?
Yeah. So they recorded themselves saying, oh my God, like we fucking killed Cassie. Oh my God, we killed her. So basically, prior to killing Cassie, Joe Stoddard, high school juniors Ben Draper and Tori Adamczyk filmed themselves discussing the murder. Portions of the video exist online. You actually can see them doing it, including footage of Adamczyk saying there should be no law against killing people. Later in the video, he mentions how he's horny just thinking about killing Cassie Joe.
Wow.
The teens reportedly likened themselves to Ted Bundy, the Zodiac Killer, the Hillside Strangler. Draper and Adamczyk, who proclaimed a passion for film, produced multiple incriminating videos regarding the case of Cassie Joe. 2017, the Supreme Court released the transcripts of the videos. This girl was so pretty and lovely. Mm. So she was house-sitting for her aunt and her uncle, Allison and Frank, in their Whispering Hills home. Two of Cassie Joe's friends, Draper and Adamczyk, showed up to hang out with her and her boyfriend, Matt Beckham. Reportedly, they all started watching a movie before Draper and Adamczyk said they would rather watch a movie at a theater. The teens acted as though they left, and shortly thereafter, the house's power went out.
Get out.
When Beckham left for the evening, unable to spend the night, Draper and Adamczyk returned. Adamczyk later alleged to the police he and Draper stopped at the house for a party that didn't happen and immediately left to go to a movie theater. During the interview, Adamczyk was unable to identify which movie they allegedly went to see on the night of the murder. So they got their story straight, but they didn't know what fucking, they didn't talk about what movie they went to see to tell the cops. Yeah. So they couldn't figure it. So the killers reenacted a scene from a slasher movie. After Cassie Joe's boyfriend left, Draper and Adamczyk re-entered the home wearing masks. They turned off the power.
What kind of mask does it
say? I didn't say. It was just like black hoodie, black something or other, black clothes. Mm-hmm. But they took her car. They left. They took her car and they went just down the street and they changed their clothes. And they came back to the house and went into the basement and were like throwing things and making noise to get them to come down to the basement.
Wow.
I do remember hearing,
that about
part
this?
Of it. Yeah.
And they weren't responding. So they turned the power off. She got scared and she wanted her boyfriend to spend the night, but I think the mom of the boyfriend wouldn't let him spend the night. So she came to pick him up at like 11, but the friends were still downstairs. They were still down in the basement. The boyfriend leaves. She's on the couch watching TV, going to sleep, and they decide to turn the power out again and they come upstairs. I think the power comes on and she sees them, but they're wearing masks. So she doesn't know her friends. And she's in the middle of fucking nowhere. So she's in this, like she was dog sitting for her aunt and uncle. So they come in and I guess she said, who are you? And I'm going to kick your asses.
Fuck yeah.
So they fucking stabbed her. One of them stabbed her 29 times.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Of course they thought it was the boyfriend. The police thought it was the boyfriend. So much that the mother actually called let me take it back. So she was killed. The 13-year-old cousin of this girl was the one that found her when the aunt and the uncle came back. 2 days later, they found her dead on the floor. They killed her. They left. They filmed themselves like a bunch of dumb fucks saying, oh my God, we fucking killed her. Crazy. I can't believe we just killed her. And then they're like, well, we got to get our story straight. And they went. And I guess they burned some of their clothes. They like lit their clothes on fire. This is what they said. And I quote, Draper says, I just killed Cassie. We just left her house. This is not a fucking joke. Adamczyk, I'm shaking. Draper says, I stabbed her in the throat and I saw her lifeless body. It just disappeared. Dude, I just killed Cassie. These are what the two kids look like.
Wow. How old were they again?
16.
Wow.
So this is like a common thing that I've been hearing of like a lot more kids watching like these films or like even like Slender Man and all that kind of stuff. It's like they're like following.
That came from like internet thing. Though,
yeah,
right?
An internet video thing.
I think
thing.
It was like real.
I mean, just look at TikTok. Like people are like there's so many things that people have had to take down now from TikTok because kids are getting hurt because they're just like they're repeating it over and over. And a lot of these cases have been coming up with kids following certain movies. I don't remember in our era with us like watching these things going, oh yeah, let's go reenact and redo that.
Hmm. No. Well, the crazy thing is, so one of the guys turned on the other one. They put him in separate rooms.
Okay.
They freaked out, and one of them told on the other that they had taken their stuff and lit it on fire and where it was buried, and also all of the tapes. they recorded. Wow. It was all there. It was like the knife, the tapes, his clothes, shit, like all this other shit. So since the total authorities, the teens had been present there at the night of the murder. 3 days later, they arrested Draper and Adamczyk. Pocatello police interviewed Draper and Adamczyk after the discovery of Cassie Jo's murder. Authorities interviewed Draper for a second time 2 days later. With consent, investigators searched Draper's room and found an empty knife sheath.
Sheath.
The next day, during a third interview, Draper alleged he and Adamczyk returned to the residence to scare Cassie Jo, but Adamczyk stabbed her to death. Draper then led police to the clothes, weapons, and masks.
So were they not going to kill her? Were they just going to scare her and then they, you know, they she pissed him off?
I don't know. I mean,
did they go with
intention? How do you go to scare and then not? I mean,
I don't know.
At some point, you got to go, it's me.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a psychology in there that's missing in the whole of these kids, like that's, you know, crucial.
Yeah.
It's not the movies. It's not the, you know, there's a psychology. There's something wrong.
It's fucking weird. So it says Draper maintained Adamczyk coerced him into so one saying he told him to do it, the other one saying he didn't tell me to do it. They, you know, they're in jail. They actually, so this is interesting. The prosecution maintained these teens murdered in an attempt to achieve fame in the same manner as the Columbine killers. The video indicated Draper and Adamczyk planned to commit multiple murders.
Wow.
A psychological evaluation also indicated the teens were of sound mind when they decided and executed the murder of their friend. Adamczyk later tried to appeal his fixed, they got life sentences. As kids, on the grounds, the ruling was unconstitutional, but the courts upheld the decision, factoring that his motive for murder was based solely on his desire to achieve fame as a serial killer. So in 2007, the courts convicted juveniles Draper and Adamczyk of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. The teens received a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. Their attorneys filed an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court, citing there was a lack of information concerning the way a minor's brain develops. 2016, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional for a minor to receive a sentence of life without parole, no matter what crime they committed. However, in 2017, the Idaho Supreme Court ruled to uphold Adamczyk's fixed 30-year conviction and both teen sentences. Draper and Adamczyk are in the Idaho State Correctional Facility. What was really, and then they like the fucking aunt and uncle tried to sell their house. Nobody wanted to buy the house because they're change the carpet the poor girl that found her, you know, cousin has like been in and out of, you know, institutes because she has had a lot of issues. They even just wanted to sell their house for what they owed, which is $138,000. They wanted to walk from the house. They just couldn't do it anymore and nobody would buy their house. I think they recently just sold it.
Wow.
They hadn't even gone into the living room where she was found in the years they had lived there after it had happened. They just couldn't bring themselves to do it. So this is what she looks like.
Whoa.
It's really fucking sad.
That is so sad. Oh, man.
Super pretty, super cute, sweet girl, you know. I mean, yeah, dumbasses.
That's interesting. I mean, for fame? For fame?
Some people commit to murders or they admit to it and they have no involvement in it because they want to be famous.
Go make a backwards, like, backyard movie of a slasher, but don't, like, do something real.
Delusions of grandeur.
It's crazy.
It's fucked up, right?
Yeah, that is. So you never heard of these?
No. I think Dateline or somebody
they did.
And I tend to watch it as I'm falling asleep.
Yes,
and I remember hearing
my favorite.
The thing about them hiding in the basement and killing the power
throwing stuff.
But I don't remember the rest of it. And I never heard the part about Scream or it having.
They probably just put the two. I mean, they probably just pinned it on your movie because they had nothing else to.
Right, the similarity of it or something. But yeah, horrible.
So sad.
I mean, you know, to find somebody of sound mind really just means we're going to give you life. You know, and you're not going to let you take the insanity plea. You know, it's arguable that they are of sound mind, like the three of us sitting here are of sound mind.
Right.
I mean, clearly.
You don't want to go kill somebody in real life?
No. Nor could I be coerced because some friend is going like, just stab her, bro. Just stab her.
Do it.
Okay, sure.
Is the movie Scream not inspired you?
So did both of them stab her or just the one?
Just the one, just but they the both one. Got life.
So the other guy was just holding the camera, filming the entire thing.
He wasn't filming her do it. They filmed
just
getting
after.
In the car after.
God.
But they were coming up with a plan to cover it up.
Let's film it. That'll cover it up.
Yeah, seriously.
They burned their clothes. They hid the tape. They buried the tape. And then they went home and they went to one of their house and watched a movie. Oh, and then there's a part of the story. So the boyfriend, who's their third friend, right? He was calling them the next day because Cassie wasn't returning his messages or calls. So he was like, I'm worried about her. And he went to their house, to the friend's house, and wanted one of them to drive him over there to see. And and it was the guy that stopped her. And he was like, I don't have enough gas in my car, man. I need enough gas for Monday to get to school. So he wouldn't take her over there because she was fucking dead in the living room. But how do you just like sit with that?
Dude.
Do you think they're not going to catch you?
You can't explain someone with that type of mind why they do.
You ever read Crime and Punishment?
Yeah.
You know, you just can't. I mean, there's just no explanation but what they have. That's crazy.
Fucking horrible.
That's so sad. She was house sitting, you said?
Yeah.
Poor dog. Was sitting there for 2 days.
I know. Oh, scout.
That's what my
dog has. Something to eat.
I think the rumor is only cats eat you if you're dead, right?
Oh.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Really? Oh. Only cats?
Cats will eat you. Dogs won't. They'll stand by your side. Do you have any pets?
No. I mean, I did forever.
Did you have dogs?
Yeah.
You sound like a dog guy. You didn't have cats,
no,
did
we
you?
Had, my daughter has our cat. Oh. But when she moved out, she took it with her.
Well, if she dies, your cat will eat her.
Easy.
Which it won't happen.
Yeah, seriously. Don't
plan
that.
She's like 100.
Yeah, 102.
I tell my kid all the time, when you're 100, you're going to die when you're 100. Yes. Dogs won't.
Oh, man.
Do you have anything else you want to add on to that?
No, that's just fucking horrific. I just don't understand any of it. I mean, the fame part, I mean, I don't understand any of that. That's just so sad.
Well, they're in jail for life.
Good for those kids.
That's where they should be. When you watch, I think I was watching the Dateline one, and they were showing the kid that stabbed her with the parents in the room, and when they were filming him, and the parents were like, still pushing that he's innocent to him. And the kid's sitting there like, yeah. And they were like, you're innocent. You didn't do this. And he's like, no. And it's like, you want your kids to take responsibility. I don't understand that side of parenting. Like, if your kids did something horrible, we had this conversation about this numerous times. It's obviously very difficult, especially like we did one case where like the kid killed the other sibling, you know, and then you're like, oh, how do you juggle that situation?
Yeah.
But as a parent, and your kid does something like this, your kid has to pay the consequences. I would not be sitting in there going, you didn't do this, right? You didn't do this, right? Like, look at me. Shake your head no, because I'm trying to get you out of this.
Yeah.
I don't want to get my kids out of that.
No, they wouldn't. I mean, I don't know how you'd live with yourself or them.
But maybe they already can't live with themselves because they raised their kid and their kid did this.
Maybe.
I mean, that's what it is.
Clearly they lost touch a long time ago.
Yeah. God, what responsibility is it of the parents? I don't know.
Well, now your kid's a pocket pussy.
On that note, guys.
We need to get that made.
Yeah, we do.
Get your friend in here and make them.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us.
What do you have coming up right now? Before we let you go, what do you have going on? And what are your your social media handles so everyone can, who doesn't already fucking follow you?
Mine is Skeetol Rich.
Yes.
At Instagram. Instagram's the only social media I have. I did a film, a really cool film that we're waiting to find a home for, that Brad Anderson, who did The Machinist, directed. Michelle Moynihan and I did.
Fabulous.
Called Blood. And it's about a woman. We're going through it. We play a couple that's going through a divorce and a custody hearing. We have two kids, and she moves to this remote farmhouse.
Uh-oh.
And there's something up in the woods, and the dog, our family dog, like runs away, comes back a couple days later and mauls my son, bites him in the neck. He's bleeding out. She works at the hospital, and Michelle does, so she rushes him to the hospital. They save his life. He won't get better. It's not rabies. They can't figure out what it is. One night she's working and the alarm goes off in his room, and she finds him behind the bed drinking the blood bag.
Whoa.
And he gets better.
What?
Oh, shit.
And then the rest of the
dum,
movie.
Dum, 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 yeah. Dum. Oh, man.
That sounds good.
It's really good.
We like
really
them scary
good.
Movies over here.
Yeah,
so.
We do. Yeah.
Ooh, that's
we'll
exciting.
We'll go see that one. When you just finished filming that? Or
no, we finished that a little over a year ago.
Okay.
So
I was looking for a home.
Yeah, I mean, they they're trying to find it. Yeah, find where it goes. It's really good. I got to see it. It's really good. And he's an incredible director.
Yeah.
And she's an incredible performer.
Was she great to work with?
And yeah, amazing. Amazing. The sweetest, sweetest, kindest.
Lovely.
Most present, beautiful person.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you're like, thank God.
Yeah.
I get to go through this journey with you when they're
and
that way.
We have these epic, like, battles on screen, and we just wind up laughing at the end of takes.
Oh,
like,
how fun.
Once I got an ad lib line, you know, and right. She would come up with some zinger that, like, oh my God.
Like, like, I know what it's like to be in a bad relationship with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was
scary.
Fun. I did one with Alec Baldwin right before he did Rust.
Shit.
That's about, it's Tornado Chasers called Supercell. And then I just did one with Ashley Moore and Claire Forlani and Thomas Jane.
I love Thomas.
Yeah.
So great to work with.
It's about this girl who sort of runs through the foster system and has nowhere left to go. And her last chance they give her is with this Pentecostal snake handling family in the mountains of Tennessee.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Which is Claire and I.
You play
so fun.
I'm like, you have way more fun roles than I get. I'm just like running from the killer.
Yeah, same.
Right?
Men can play such cool fucking roles. Oh, those are awesome.
I want that stuff. That's wonderful. How exciting. That's fucking awesome. And is there another Scream in the works?
There's one, yeah. They're going to shoot six, I guess it will be.
Six.
Yeah, this summer.
Fabulous.
I don't know who's in it, who's not, but they're making it.
Awesome.
We can't wait.
Yes. Amazing.
Thank you for being our guinea pig.
Thanks for inviting me. That was a lot of fun. You guys are having a blast over here.
Yeah, we are.
I've never, I did a sort of a podcast with Lawrence Fishburne. He does this radio play.
Oh, God.
And that's the only one I'd really done. So
oh, shit. Well, this is very different from
that.
Well, that's very, I mean, it was an ensemble reading, you know,
that's
the
amazing.
Script.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Like,
right.
You know,
I really like
so
that.
So it's a, like a live radio play kind of feeling to it. Obviously,
nice.
It's not live, but... But yeah, this is the first real talk show-ish.
Well, hopefully you had fun.
I've had a great time.
Okay, good.
Bring me back.
And we'll come back.
Yeah. Anytime you want to come back.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
we love the male perspective.
Totally.
So helpful. I mean, you know, like we get tired of talking about the same shit. I'm sure you get tired of talking about the same shit.
Yeah.
So it's nice to just like go somewhere and talk about things that I think
find
people would want to know, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Otherwise it's so boring. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. And thank you guys all that's listening.
Thank you for listening.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.